Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your habit change agent, and we are all about habit change from the inside out. I am here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck, you're feeling exasperated, angry about a habit that isn't serving you, and where you want to be in your life, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for them or you, for other people, then we are here to support you in some new ways. First off, Habits into Health is a model for change that is not primarily motivation driven. Sure, we do motivation, that's great, but a lot of beliefs about motivation being a factor of change is really based in old information and not new science. There are better ways to make the changes you want to make, and motivation can be like little icing on the cake. One of those pieces that's associated with changing habits that don't serve us is looking for what the triggers are. But knowing what the trigger is and being able to place that in a really practical way inside yourself is what this show is about. We focus on methods that I've learned that help you discover the hidden parts of your habit that are getting in the way of change. And we're all about making those visible so that you can deal with them in the way that you choose. And we also have an approach that is really reinforcing kindness, because so much of the time when you're dealing with a habit that you don't like, it's easy to fall into the trap of putting yourself down. And all that does is help you stay stuck. In this episode, I'm starting a series on sleep and fatigue, which are really epidemic in the developed world today. If you feel sleep deprived, you're not alone. And if you believe you are the source of this problem, you also are sharing a common belief that may not actually be true. There are a number of myths about sleep and fatigue that I've been writing about, and I thought that with this episode, we'd start a discussion about this. Before we go there, though, we want to pave the way, and that's with our practice that we do. It's an opportunity for you to experience and practice the Habits into Health approach to change, at least the first step of that, which is teaching yourself through your own experience. In this show, we focus on doing what I call letting your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to. And that's because so many of us don't even realize how much we're leading from thoughts trying to make the rest of us do what the mind wants. And that's not exactly how human life really functions. So when you become attentive to your body's signals, you actually learn to listen more effectively. We are not about fixing anything that's wrong or curing your habit. We are after what's underneath that creates the habit in the first place. And healing can be a wonderful side effect of something that's much more important, which is the ability to influence your own actions. And the more you do this, the more you are empowering yourself to handle whatever life puts in front of you, whether it's associated with a habit or not. This podcast offers you a start by helping you increase your awareness of your own patterns. It's a first step. So I invite you now to join in with today's practice in a way that works for you. Since we're talking about sleep and fatigue, the lack of sleep, or the feeling that you're not getting the kind of rest that you need, being tired, let's just tune in right now to your energy level. And this may differ depending on what time of day it is. But what is your level of alertness and attentiveness right now in this moment? Maybe you're listening in the morning. Well, how awake are you? And where do you feel being awake? Or maybe you don't feel awake. Maybe you feel sluggish and slow. Where do you feel that? Maybe you're listening in the afternoon. What is your energy like in the afternoon? Do you feel energized? Do you feel subdued? Do you feel slow? Up? And then possibly you're listening in the evening or close to bedtime, whatever that is for you. What's your experience of yourself here? And where do you feel this? If you've listened before, you know that I use the term geography. And that reflects yourself, your being, as a whole organism, as a world in itself. And geography means tuning in to specific locations in you. So check in right now and just notice what stands out. What part of your geography is announcing itself? Maybe you feel a little bit of tightness in your eyes or in your jaw. Or maybe you feel active and alert around your eyes, while at the same time you could feel bloated in your belly or just lackadaisical in your legs. Just notice what is. This is the first practice in Habits into Health. It's the first step in a series of steps. And usually in this podcast, I really only take us here because in my work with clients, I'm working with them in a personal way and can see how they're responding, and that helps me to guide them to the next steps. But for now, just noticing what is really important. And you know, as kids, we come by this naturally. But for many of us, as we age, thinking about takes precedence, it takes hold, and we step back from being with ourselves. From our perspective here, it's really important to choose to be in a no-judgment zone. And that's that you agree to just be with what is and not decide whether what is good or bad, or comfortable or uncomfortable. A little bit uncomfortable is not necessarily a bad thing, because when you're uncomfortable, it's unfamiliar, it's new, not necessarily bad. So at the outset here with this podcast, it's just essential to attune to what is. And this is a skill that develops with practice. So I invite you today, as you listen to today's topic, to just be with yourself. Your thoughts are deeply connected to physical processes. So noticing any muscular activity that occurs as you listen becomes a practice in itself. So take a deep breath, and we'll take a moment for station identification before we move on to our topic. You're listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist, and I'm the host of the show. One thing that I know over the course of, well, more than 2.5 years of doing this podcast is it is one way, and there's pros and cons about that. You get to listen in your own time and in your own way, and I get to record in my own time and my own way, rather than a regular time where we tune in together. At the same time, it's harder for me to get feedback and input from you about what really matters to you. And so I've created a little survey, and you can go to my website, habitsintohealth.com, and click the link. There are just a couple of questions about what's really going on with you around habits that you would like to know about. And then a little demographic information so I can get a sense about where you're listening from. Whatever it is that you say, it'll guide me in adapting this podcast in a way that works best for you. While you're at the website, come and check out my ebook. It's free. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And I do want to mention, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes Store and search for Habits into Health. Okay, let's move on to our topic. This is drawn from an article that I've written. You can come to the website and look for it. It's all about sleep and fatigue. I'm breaking the article up and addressing each of the topics that I wrote about. So we'll start with just asking yourself, have you ever said or heard somebody else say something like, "Oh, why can't I get to sleep?" Or, "Why can't I get back to sleep after I wake up?" Or, "Why do I feel so tired when I've been in bed for so many hours? I've gotten enough sleep. Why am I still exhausted?" And underneath those questions is another question, which is, what am I doing wrong or what's wrong with me? And I've given this habit a name, the habit of personal responsibility for everything. Yes, I know you really are the center of the universe. I mean that. This is true for every single one of us. From our own perspective, we are the central player in the life that we live. The tricky part is that if everything starts with you, it can be a good thing. There's one end of I'm the cause of what happens. But the other end is, I'm the cause of what happens. On the healthy side, I'm the cause of what happens can translate to, peace begins with me. Let me initiate and take charge, because I know that the way I engage does have an effect. Well, the other side, though, of I'm the cause of everything is, something must be wrong with me. Even if you're not using those words, that's the feeling. And this question is coming up because I've been tuning into fatigue lately, and I also work with clients who talk about their issues, their habits, their patterns, and very often what's wrong with me comes in to play. So around fatigue and tired, you know, I broke my ankle about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And that first little bit, I got to tell you, being encumbered by crutches and a boot was really fatiguing. The boot was heavy. And carrying crutches around along with everything else was tiring. I'm thinking about, I went to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, to get a temporary disability placard. So I'm just got my placard and I'm hobbling past on my crutches, and there's this big burly security guard, and I had a moment of sense of humor because I just was watching myself just struggling step by step. So I cracked a joke as I passed. I smiled and I said, "Wow, I didn't know lifting weights was so hard." And he laughed with me, because that's what happens. If you've ever been on crutches, you know what I mean. But I've also noticed that during this time, it's been an opportunity to pace my life. And that has included more time for reading and resting and reverting to my owl-like nature. You know the difference between a lark and an owl. Those of us who are owls, we're night people. And so during some of my recent late nights, I've been looking into the phenomenon of sleep. Problems with it, feelings about it. I've been a night owl since before I was born. One of my family's jokes is that the time that I was born, which was 7 a.m., is the earliest that I've been up since. And my response to them, after I really understood this, is that I'd been on the job all night. I was preparing to enter the world. And in fact, research shows that the baby does trigger labor. But 7 a.m. and I have never been friends, really, even on weekends. Getting up for school as a kid was always a drag for me. You may be able to relate to this. Or you might not. You might be the opposite. You might be on the lark schedule. For me, I think early morning school hours are crazy. I think they're ridiculous. And in fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics agrees with me. I'm going to post links about some of the things I'll say on the website if you want to check those. And there is an article where the American Academy of Pediatrics agrees with me. It's no wonder, then, that given some extra time off, pacing myself, that the night owl in me emerges, and it's just like clockwork. And that's probably true for you, whether you're a lark or an owl or a modified pattern in between. Sleep and fatigue go hand in hand. They're like buddies. And most of us, at some point in our lives, have to deal with this. And what I notice is how much we are socialized to put responsibility for this on ourselves. This is a pretty common dynamic in the world today. And I believe that it doesn't help anyone, particularly you. I am all for personal responsibility, but I'm much more in favor of a more dynamic understanding of how the world works. And that means that you are not the source of everything. You don't have personal responsibility for things that are outside your control. So, let's just take a deep breath and remember the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you have listened before, you know I am not a proponent of the idea that all you have to do is have positive thoughts for positive things to happen. There are some things you can't change, and there are some things you can, and there's real wisdom in knowing the difference. For instance, when it comes to sleep cycles, you probably know if you're a lark or an owl, or perhaps a modified pattern. But if you minimize how living in today's world sets the tone for your difficulties, you're just not creating space for what you really can make happen. So I want us all to get wise about the ways you've been set up. This episode and the next few episodes, I'm going to share some things that I hope will help you reset the focus so that you can know what you're truly responsible for. And here's number one. You have a biological rhythm that is personal to you. And this is true whether you're a morning person, a night person, or if you have a neutral rhythm that is somewhere in between. Scientists who have studied this call it a chronotype. And guess what? Your chronotype is genetic. That means it exists before you do as a person. But the chronotype continuum is way more varied than just larks and owls. You can find out more about your chronotype by clicking on a link on the website that will take you to a study that you can participate in. And you can find out more about the nuances of this and how it's true for you. So how do we deal with this? Here are some possible solutions. First is honor your genetic heritage. Listen to your natural daily rhythm instead of fighting it, instead of putting yourself down. If necessary, and if possible, seek work that is in sync with your biological clock. If you're in circumstances right now where you can't adjust your job or change your work cycle, I mean, maybe you're a new mom and your cycle is really in rhythm with that baby cycle. Or you have other kids and there's things that you have to do. You can't just please yourself, right? But there is one thing that you can do, and that is to be open to opportunities. This is not a think positive and positive things will happen. It's a little bit more sophisticated than that, frankly. When you're open to possibilities and you have your antenna up, then you are far more likely to notice opportunities when they show up. Think of it this way. If your head is tucked down and you're going, woe is me, nothing is possible, you just may not notice what's right in front of you. If you have your antenna up, meaning you are being attentive to who you're around and who you're talking with, you never know what kind of opportunity may show up that would give you a chance to have a life that's more in sync with your own rhythm. It's time to stop putting yourself down around this. Now, next time I'm going to talk about another factor, which does have to do with our modern workaday world. And this is true in most of the developed world. So no matter where you're listening on the planet, we'll be covering something that's going to be relevant for you. For now, I am going to sign off. I really would love to have your feedback and also the opportunity to respond to what's really concerning you. So come on over to habitsintohealth.com and click on the survey link. It'll only take you a minute to fill it out. You can be completely anonymous. If you'd like to let me know your feedback publicly, you can give me your name and email address, and I'll check in with you about how you want to do that. I hope that this encouragement to respect and honor your own rhythm has been helpful. I just want to say that if there is a pattern in you that is making you unhappy, it's creating problems for you for whatever reason, or if someone else you know has a problem behavior, then do come over to habitsintohealth.com, request my free ebook, give it a shot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I hope it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with, and you can find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. And remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over those habits that don't serve you, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around, where you can move your life in a direction unencumbered. Free yourself from these traps and move in the direction that you want to go. Thanks so much for joining me.